people drove a lot less last year. That meant fewer crashes and fewer insurance claims, so auto insurers like State Farm sent back billions in premium refunds and rate cuts to their customers. Now, a consumer advocacy group is calling for another round of relief. And Michael DeLong from the Consumer Federation of America tells Ryan Denham this time it should not be optional.
Auto insurance companies should send back more in premium refunds to consumers because they are making vast profits through no actions of their own due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's caused driving and crashes and auto insurance claims to decline way down due to various stay-at-home orders, various business closures, people working from home, people having lost their jobs. Consumers are being charged insurance rates that are excessive and became excessive as soon as the pandemic hit. They're based on 2019 data instead of what consumers are currently doing, and they're driving a lot less. It's unfair, rates are excessive, and insurance departments should take action to require this.
So last year, how much premium did insurers give back? I seem to recall State Farm, which is the company in our backyard, said it was planning to do about 25% premium refunds plus some rate cuts. Generally speaking, though, what did everybody give back?
The average premium relief that an insurer gave back was about 15% for 2 months. Most of them did it for, say, like April or May. Some insurers gave back a little more, say like 20%. Some insurers gave back less, like 10%. A couple only gave back, like, say, $50, and a couple gave nothing at all. While that was a good start, CFA did a study of the decline in miles driven and crashes. We used data from four states, Colorado, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Texas, which have the data that's readily available, although there's a bit of a time lag for it all to be compiled. And we found that while those relief things were good, they were inadequate. The decline was so big that realistically consumers should have gotten 30% premium refunds because that would have better accounted for the big decline in crashes and miles traveled.
It seems like you're of the opinion that state insurance commissioners or state insurance departments should actually be requiring this in some way versus sort of a more voluntary approach, which is, I think, what happened last year. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we think that state insurance commissioners should require premium refunds. Right now, state insurance commissioners have a responsibility. It's in all of their codes to require that insurance not be excessive, unfairly discriminatory, and only four insurance commissioners required premium refunds and made them mandatory. They were California, New Jersey, New Mexico, and Michigan.
Do the other 46 have statutory power to do that, to require something like that?
Yes, they do. States have broad power under their codes to regulate insurance. Regulating insurance is mostly a state matter. And in all of them, they have the requirement that insurance isn't supposed to be excessive. Some of the states that are not the four ones that have made it mandatory have issued bulletins encouraging premium refunds. But like they've said, we encourage auto insurers and other insurers to look at premiums and rates and reset them if things have changed due to the pandemic. But none of them have required it.
You know, State Farm is based here in Bloomington, and they're sort of interesting. They are privately held. They're not publicly traded like some of their competitors. Is there anything unique or notable about State Farm's approach on this stuff thus far versus a Progressive, a Geico, an Allstate, some of the other bigger players, or are they all pretty much on the same page to date?
Regarding premium refunds, State Farm is interesting in that they were somewhat more generous in their givebacks in the spring. As I said before, the average giveback from an auto insurer's was about 15%. State Farm was a bit more generous in that they gave back 25% for part of the month of March and April. And they also said that after this initial give back, they would be working to reduce auto insurance rates in every state by about 11%. That's something, and that's helpful to consumers, but we still think that it's not enough. There need to be more refunds, especially because, consumers are hurting so much during this time.
You know, this episode with the pandemic and what it meant for auto insurance, do you think it's going to kind of speed up the movement toward telemetry and, technology in vehicles that, can actually track the way you drive and how often you drive? And obviously there's some of that going on right now in the industry. Consumers are seeing a little bit of that, but wouldn't that kind of solve the problem? Or do you guys have concerns about sort of the privacy side of that and what it could mean for consumers?
It might speed up the progress toward telematics. And this area that CFA has actually been looking at, it has great promise. For instance, there is the possibility that someone could calculate someone's auto insurance based on how much they drive, which is the most reliable measure indicator of how likely someone is to get into an accident. The problem is that while these technologies have great promise, they also have substantial problems. For instance, there are concerns about what kind of data is going to be collected. CFA has been researching this and is actually working on some studies. And we want to make sure that this data is actually used to help consumers, that it's used to lower auto insurance costs instead of increasing them, that the data is, for instance, not sold without people's knowledge to third parties that could use it for perhaps nefarious purposes.
That's Michael DeLong from the Consumer Federation of America speaking with Ryan Denham. State Farm gave back over $4 billion in premium refunds and rate cuts last year. It says driving and claims have increased, although rates remain below pre-COVID levels.